news for Friday, February 7th. I'm Ben Thomas. A federal judge says he will temporarily block the Trump administration from placing 2,200 employees of the U.S. Agency for International Development on paid leave. Two federal employee associations are challenging the president's authority to do so. Donna Warder has reaction to the plan from some aid recipients.
Human rights groups around the world are concerned about operating without aid from Washington. Last March in Kosovo, women marched the streets of Pristina demanding equal rights. Ariana Mustafa of Kosovo Women's Network says she's concerned about less support for gender and diversity issues.
This might leave women's groups really stranded and unsupported by the majority because it's not easy to push these issues.
In Bosnia-Herzegovina, Amina Boshnak heads Sarajevo Open Center, which helps groups affected by hate speech.
Most of the people that had anti-LGBTI or anti-democratic and I would say even authoritarian tendencies are going to be emboldened by the current situation.
I'm Donna Warder.
The Trump administration's using federal prisons to detain people arrested in its immigration crackdown. The Federal Bureau of Prisons declined to say how many or where. The State Department's told Congress it plans to sell more than $7 billion in weapons to Israel, including thousands of bombs and missiles. A ceasefire agreement between Israel and Hamas is still holding, with Hamas set to release three Israeli hostages this weekend. President Trump welcomed Japan's prime minister to the White House, saying he wants to slash the U.S. trade deficit with Japan and is considering reciprocal tariffs.
They charge us, we charge them. It's the same thing. And I seem to be going in that line as opposed to a flat fee tariff.
The government's January jobs report shows employers added just 143,000, but the unemployment rate fell to 4%. This is AP News. Big event coming Sunday, the Puppy Bowl. Mike Kempen has a preview.
It will feature 142 rescue puppies from 80 shelters across 40 states. Dan Schachter is back for his 14th season as Puppy Bowl referee.
They have to be between 3 and 6 months of age. They have to be up for adoption, of course, and be adorable. Those are the three requirements.
Kansas City Chiefs defensive end Derek Nnadi, who's seeking another Super Bowl win, has been training his dog for the Puppy Bowl.
He's going to be ready. Persnickety is going to take the trophy.
The CEO of the Humane Society of Greater Kansas City, Sydney Molentine, appreciates everything Nnadi has done for adoptions.
Derek's willing to kind of put us on the map as far as being Kansas City shelter and working with the community members to kind of push adoptions in our city.
Last year, more than 12.5 million viewers tuned in. I'm Mike Kempen.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.